This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Hi, this is Tanya Plibersek. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
Indeed you are. What a wonderful segue, Tess.
And of course, that was a sting from Tanya Plibersek herself.
It was.
And what did she say during the week, Macca?
Well, she actually... Look, I have a note here. She wasn't available this morning because, you know, a lot of work in the electorate and, you know, families and all this sort of stuff. But the note is that we believe that everyone deserves a fair go, no matter where they're from or who they love. Our vision for Australia is a country that is safe and welcoming, that celebrates diversity, where everyone can live a good life. Supporting the LGBTIQ community is a priority for a shortened Labor government. We stood with LGBTIQ Australians to fight for marriage equality, and will change the law to protect gay students and teachers from discrimination once and for all. And I have another quote, but that's for later.
Well, that's pretty good, isn't it, Macca?
Well, it means a lot. It means a lot. You know, commitments on these matters and action on these matters are what matters.
Exactly. And, of course, standing next to Tanya Plibersek last Tuesday was Josh Byrne. So we've got Josh Byrne in the studio.
Yes.
Good morning,
morning,
Josh.
It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here.
So, Josh, you are the Labor candidate for the federal seat of McNamara, which was formerly called Melbourne Ports.
That's right. That's right. Named after Dame Jean McNamara, who was a great Australian. She was a doctor and a scientist who helped treat kids with polio, and she also helped bring in myxomatosis, which brought down the rabbit plague. But she was also one of the founders of Urella, which was a way, you know, she really changed and led the way to treat kids with a disability. And she actually, in her medical studies, or in her medical profession, she treated Roosevelt in New York, president there,
wow,
as a governor. Oh. But she was this sort of high-flying doctor, but also had an eye for fellow people and the needs of fellow people. She was a great Australian, and hopefully the seat will do her really proud.
We saw you on TV, and we saw you standing next to Tanya very proudly.
Absolutely.
And amongst a number of other
dignitaries. She was amazing that day, yes, by the way. She was so great, and she brought such great energy, and everyone was so excited to have her. But she, in that interview you read out, Macca, she... we did an interview with Joy after, and you could see the sincerity and the passion that she had, and I was so pleased that she could join us.
And, you know, I reminded Tanya that the last time she and I had stood together on Fitzroy Street was when Simon Crean was leader of the Labor Party, and Tanya and Elbo and the current holder of Melbourne Port, soon to be McNamara, Michael Danby, we were campaigning for the partners of same-sex folk to have equity to their partner's superannuation on death.
Mm. Yes.
That's how long ago it was. Mm. And Tanya remembered it. She said something else, but she remembered that. That's how long ago it was.
But on Tuesday, you announced $10.6 million.
Absolutely.
To go towards the Pride Centre. Tell us about that. Tell us what that's for.
So it was a great announcement. $10 million was to go towards the Pride Centre and to build on the contribution of the Victorian State Labor Government and also the Pride Centre, all of the other affiliate organisations who have put their heart and their contribution dipped into their pockets to help make it possible. And so we're very proud to put the last $10 million to help build the thing. But then also we were extremely proud to put in $600,000 to go towards Joy Radio, because this is a great studio, but Joy belongs in the Pride Centre, and we're going to help Joy move, and we're also going to help Joy turn digital and make Joy as big and as fantastic as it needs to be, and it will be. And it's great for the organisation, but it was a thrill for us as well.
That's fantastic news.
What's that going to mean in terms of going digital in terms of your reach?
It won't mean digital parking.
Well, I'm mighty pleased about that, I've got to tell you.
And it means that you won't need to also play with your digital device to listen anymore. You can just go to a radio, switch it on, and you'll hear no matter where you are in the country or the world for that matter.
So digital radio, and it means anywhere in Australia.
Fantastic.
Basically where you can get a phone signal, because that means the radio will reach there as well. You'll be able to listen to Joy. And, you know, it means the technology in the station gets updated as well.
So I'll be able to listen to this on my phone.
You will.
Well, you can. Sensational.
This is sensational.
Do you know how to do that?
No.
But Dick, if you look ahead of you here, you'll see this panel that's got a whole range of buttons on it.
Indeed.
All of that will be replaced with very schmick computer equipment.
Touch screens and like this.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll take Joy into the 22nd and 23rd century.
Magnificent.
Although I will say that there you never know what can happen out of a little conversation. And I remember I was at a function and I got cornered by Macca, and Macca came up to me and said, "Josh, I hear you're the new candidate on the block. We need to talk." And $600,000 later, we're here sitting here in the studio. But
Macca
planted the idea in my head, and we were extremely pleased to help pick up the cause and to take it through our processes. But Macca was the person who first approached me on this, and he's a great ambassador for the station.
There you go, Macca.
Well, thank you. And actually, Dick, if you want to think back a few years, there was a phone call before a previous state election about funding for Joy to move from South Melbourne to here, and I think we had a similarly interesting discussion, didn't we?
Very persuasive, very strong advocacy on your part, and yes, indeed, we did provide quite significant funding, actually.
$250,000.
Yes, at that time, which was...
The cheque was handed over by Bronwyn Pike.
Correct, which was a very significant contribution to move you out of what was, you know... appalling conditions you were living in down in South Melbourne up to here, which is, which is a great building, and obviously we thank the City of Melbourne, who have been great friends of Joy, and as you look out here on the city, it's a great location.
So that was 2002.
Yes.
So these studios have largely been untouched, technologically speaking, for over 15
years. It's amazing.
So thanks for what you said, Josh. I'm interested in, and thank you for that, but in terms of making this happen, this is a commitment, that you've been able to obtain from Federal Labor for this station. Tell us, the $10 million is, lots of people have been involved in this, but in terms of making this happen, what's the process? I mean, how does it... I don't expect you to tell us the little secrets.
We can't, in case one of our opponents are listening.
Yes.
No. No, it's a pretty transparent process. We, a very fulsome submission was put to us by Joy, outlining what it would mean for the station, breakdown of the costs, all of the transparent things that we needed to be able to commit public funds to this. But also talking about the community impact, and I was walking around the studios and something like 400 volunteers come in here at a time. This place is alive, and it means so much to different people. It gives a voice to people who need a voice, and there's a real public benefit in supporting Joy Radio. So it wasn't a hard sell, to be honest. People, especially in the Labor Party, were really excited by the idea of building on our Pride Centre announcement and bringing Joy into the station. But we had to show where the money was going and why we were spending it. And there's some submissions and forms we had to fill out, but it's a bit of work. But it was really exciting. The whole thing was really exciting and really positive because of what it's going to mean to have Joy extend its reach and extend its voice.
Yeah. And, for our community and all the community organisations to have a permanent home,
That belongs to the community.
And, I cannot underestimate that. So many, for Joy, the challenge has always been year to year is our financial health, and our President Melinda Rich is going to join us shortly, as will Jude Munro from Pride. But actually having somewhere permanent that we know... so again, City of Port Phillip, thank you. Victorian Andrews Labor Government, thank you. Potentially. Shorten Federal Labor Government. Now, What's missing from this, interestingly, and I have made these approaches to your to the opposition.
I think
Neville Rand said, "Follow the money." Well, I followed it, and there's none there. That's the truth.
Look, I think it's in everyone's interest that we want, you know, on these sorts of issues, and especially for the LGBTIQ community, you know, you want bipartisan
Absolutely.
Policy and bipartisan support. This isn't really, this isn't sort of a political statement. No. I think it's in everyone's interest, but yeah, we can only speak on behalf of the Labor Party, and and you know, in that interview that Tanya gave to Joy, you know, you could hear the sincerity, you could hear the pleasure, and how much it means to people in our organisation to stand one and stand tall with people in the LGBTIQ community. It's about respecting people, respecting who they are, and respecting who they love, and that's something I think Labor's really got a great record on.
So perhaps, Macca, we need to do a call out to the federal Liberal government.
Look, I have. I've communicated what we need. I want bipartisan commitments. It's worked in everything this community has achieved, you know, in law reform, in, you know, in HIV, in marriage equality, right? I have put a lot of footsteps in there, but I don't have anything to show for it currently. So I have reached out.
Josh, what happens in the instance where the Shorten team and yourself don't get elected? What happens to this announcement?
Well, that's the doomsday scenario. We don't want to talk about that. But we you know, this is one of the things of being in opposition. We lay out our plans of what we'll do if we form government. And this, we're not on the Treasury benches yet. Hopefully, we will be. But if we don't win, the money doesn't come. This is all.
But if you do win, this is a cast iron commitment.
If we win, the money will be flowing, the checks will be written, and there'll be a big ribbon where I expect to have a large pair of scissors to be
able
to.
If they win and there's no money, you know what I'll do.
I'll be there with you, Macca.
I don't think you need to worry about that, Macca.
No.
Macca, if we win, there's going to be pomp and ceremony where we'll be delighted to be down there, and I'll be people will be sick of me in the Pride Centre. I'll be there.
Fantastic.
I mean, just imagine, this Pride Centre will be bigger than the one in San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Architecturally beautiful.
Very much so. I mean, it's an extraordinary, really an extraordinary design of the building. I'm just looking at it, in fact, now, and the architects have done it's a wonderful piece of architecture. You know, very challenging.
Yeah.
But something that's just going to be incredibly spectacular.
And make a huge difference to Fitzroy Street.
Absolutely.
We're going to get Jude Munro in to talk more about that.
Yep.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. It's been a fantastic set of announcements. We're going to have a bit of an open discussion with Melinda Rich, the Joy Board Chair, and also Jude Munro, the Pride Centre Chair.
Yeah, lovely.
So please stay and join us.
You're welcome.
We'd love to.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.